I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Counseling on Demand. Here's your own private therapist, anywhere, anytime, Fred Riley.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Counseling on Demand. This is What Was I Thinking? What Are We Thinking? Wednesday. So every Wednesday, we take a look at things that we do that are kind of funny and that we probably all share in common, getting away from some of the seriousness of some of the issues that we talk about. So today is the wife's edition of What Was I Thinking Wednesday. And my thoughts as I was looking at what to talk about on this episode was really, what was I thinking? Trying to come up with material for wives and what they are thinking. So I imagine my fan base will go down significantly as I'm going to get in trouble, I'm sure. So I pulled a lot of people. I've pulled 100 people on the street. They all advise that I don't go forward with this because my ideas are going to get me in a lot of trouble. So here we go. So this is What Was I Thinking as a spouse, as a wife. And one of the things I found as I was thinking about this is, I think women actually think, wives think really well. And in those moments where it's What Was I Thinking as a wife, it's really leads back to men. And as you know, I, including myself, men can be knuckle dragging drawers. And a lot of these incidents with women where we're wondering what they were thinking is often the case that they're giving men way too much credit and expecting too much of them, and it kind of backfires. So that's going to be kind of a theme, is what was I thinking, and taking a look at things we do as a spouse in this particular case as a wife. So one of the ones that I've experienced myself, I'm going to kind of out my wife here on this one, and think about this as a wife, and if you're a husband, you probably can identify with this. But there's this idea of someone, right? Someone needs to take out the garbage. What does that mean, right? Have you ever been in that experience where it's like somebody needs to go to the store, somebody needs to take out the garbage? We know what that means, right? Okay. When my wife says that, and many people say someone needs to take out the garbage, the understanding is that someone is you, right? Can you identify with that a little bit? Okay. Someone needs to take out the garbage. That someone should be you. Now, it goes a little bit further. If you don't pick up, if my husband doesn't pick up on the idea that someone means him, right? Okay. Then that's where, as a wife, what do? We get upset and we do. I can't say we on this, can I? I'm not a wife to anybody. Wow. I just thought about that. So you often, right? Women often say, okay, well, if you're not going to do it, right? And the husband's like, you didn't ask me to do it. You said somebody needs to do it. Well, if you're not going to do it, number one, you don't care. And number two, fine, I'll do it myself. Very confusing for guys. And you know what? That's not anything significant, because I think us as husbands live in confusion a lot of times. So that's one of those, what was I thinking? Here I was trying to get my husband to get engaged in something, asking him to kind of read my cryptic message and inviting him to do something for me, kind of backfired. And there's a lot of that. We won't go through all those, but as I went through this, what was I thinking Wednesday in terms of wives, I've learned that there's a lot. We need a decoder. As a matter of fact, we need a decoder of a decoder to help understand. And what I'm saying, we men, are we clueless? Very much possibly. But there's a lot of things that we don't understand, and that could be very, very uninviting and discouraging for women. So here's another one. And this one, I think, almost anybody can identify with. I actually shared this with a group of women that they scared me, by the way. This was a group of like 300 women, and it sounded like a gaggle of geese. As I was walking in, actually, that's not true. I crawled in. They scared me. So I crawled in, and there was something going on there. These women, boy, they were talking, right? Women, you know that. You can talk and talk and talk. And so I crawled in and introduced myself. And so I was off on a bad foot with them already because, you know, I had identified that they were overwhelming. Bad move. I do a lot of bad moves when it comes to, you know, well, I'm a guy, right? So anyways, we were talking about marital relationships and so forth. And boy, I got a good reaction out of this one. And I'm sure you can identify with this. There's a rule, right? The rule is if you need to talk about something that's very emotional, very important, something that really needs to be heard. Okay, think about this. Okay, when do you need or when do you talk to your husband about it? When is that, right? You should all be thinking somewhere between 1 and 3 in the morning, right? Or somewhere within 10 seconds of him falling asleep. What are you thinking, right? I have so many people come to my office and they say, my husband doesn't listen. He's not a good communicator. And what do I say? Well, what are you thinking? When do you do this? Well, between 1 and 3, right, in the morning, or very soon after he falls asleep. Women, what are we thinking? Give us a chance. We have a hard enough time listening and thinking through things and being really mindful, taking all the stuff in, all the information. Between 1 and 3, you're lucky to get an answer, and it's usually going to be something related to something that your husband's dreaming about. So that's one of those, what are we thinking, wives, what are we thinking as women in terms of some funny things that we do and what we hope to expect with those. We're going to take a break here, and in just a minute we're going to talk about a little bit more of these ideas of what was I thinking, and we'll return to that in just a moment. Welcome back to What Was I Thinking Wednesday? What Was I Thinking Wednesday? We take a look at human behavior in more of a comical way, a way that we can hopefully identify with each other a little bit more without having to have a diagnosis tied to it. So just looking at ourselves as individuals and the way things go with families, partnerships, and so forth. And today's What Was I Thinking Wednesday, this goes, we're focusing on wives and what was I thinking. You know, I was talking to my wife, and let me see if I can quote what she said here. I've got it. So I said to her, what's one of those things that you wish you could say, that you said, and you kind of thought, gosh, as a wife, what was I thinking? And her response to that was, that doesn't happen. We don't do anything wrong. And so that gave me the material for today, which is, women, what are you thinking when you say, we don't do anything wrong, right? But men, if you respond to that, you got to be really careful, okay? So she didn't help out a whole lot because, you know what, she doesn't do anything wrong. So that was her example of what was I thinking. So here's a good one. This is a common one, and hopefully, well, I guess you can probably identify with this one. So women, imagine, have you ever done this where you've had a long day, you're tired, your husband gets home, and you get this crazy idea, and you're not quite sure what you were thinking afterwards, but you get this crazy idea that would be really nice if your husband would give you a back rub. Ever had one of those days? What are you thinking? Can your husband give you a back rub? No. Okay, there's no such thing. Husbands don't know how to give a back rub. A back rub usually ends up in some type of childbirth down the road. Okay, what are you thinking, women, right? Have you ever had that moment? What was I thinking? My husband cannot, you know, he's going to give me a back rub and it's just going to stay there. You know what? In all fairness to the guy, you're confusing him. He thinks that that is a message. That's like foreplay. That's the thing that's going to, you know, that's a secret message you're giving him for what you really want. Women, be careful with what you say. Men, learn the language just a little bit, right? So the back rub mistake is what I call it. Women come in, they're really frustrated with their husband, their partner, and they're saying, you know what, all I want is a back rub. And I tell them, what are you thinking? Okay, we know where that's going to go. Men, chill out. There's opportunities, but they're not going to come if every time a back rub turns into something else. So that's another example of women. You know, what are you thinking? And a lot of these things, you know what, we are thinking, and down the road, we think we're thinking. As we look back, we're saying, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? In fact, as a wife, you might think, you know, you see a picture, and this is where you come out to your husband, because you see a picture from a date years ago, and you're thinking, what was I thinking? Letting, that's a key word, letting my husband wear that outfit. And so we come out, and women, how many times have you thought or said this to your husband, your partner? You're going to really wear that, right? You think you're helping your husband, right? And actually, the reality is, husbands need help. My wife, she brings home something that really makes sense, right? She says to me, you know, this is her, what was I thinking? Her what was I thinking is, I'm going to come home and Fred's going to take a look at this stuff and go, oh my gosh, my wife, you know, she knows how to dress me, this, that, and the other. Well, the reality is that takes about 10, 15 years for me to decide, and then I'm very far behind, right? So we come out, women, and say, you know what, you're really going to wear that. It's not encouraging. It kind of backfires. Husband puts, the big one is jeans. You don't wear jeans, right? Hey, not going to fly too well. Not big mistakes, just funny things that we all do, and we wonder what we're thinking, right? One more real quick. One just came to mind. My wife brought this paper to me. Do these pants make my butt look big, right? My wife came to me. Boy, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm talking about her a lot today. She brought the new and improved version of, do these pants make my butt look big? She hands me a sheet of paper with drawings of like 15, 16 different types of butt, right? And she says to me, which of these butts is mine? We got the bookshelf butt, we got the apple butt, we got the 40-year-old mom saggy butt. Holy cow, what was my wife thinking coming to me with that? I mean, that if that's not a trap. So, and then it turns over to what was I thinking, right? I got to be careful. I know better, right? So the first thing I did is I turned over the paper to see if she had written down what I was supposed to say. That didn't work. So what did I do? I told my wife, hey, I think you got a little bit of peach going on. I think you got a little bit of this other bookshelf thing. That didn't work either. Women, what are we thinking? Sometimes we're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves or our husbands, thinking, you know, we're going to get an intelligible, acceptable answer in that moment. So that is that's a new and improved question that can really stall things out for your husband. It might be fun to do that on purpose, right? And then you could say, I know what I'm thinking. I'm trying to put him kind of in a tough place and watch him kind of squirm a little bit. So that's a 12 or 15 drawings of different types of butts, and he's supposed to tell you what it looks like. And by the way, women, you know this. What if he says the right image? He says, this is what your butt looks like. You're not going to accept it anyways, right? The idea is, why did he think that? And then your mind might skip to something else. So these are just some examples of what was I thinking. Next Wednesday, we'll talk a little bit more about what was I thinking, or what are they thinking, right? Taking a look at the things that we do that are kind of funny in terms of the way we think. I am Fred Riley. Thank you for listening to What Was I Thinking Wednesday. And you can find me online at gettingbacktolife.com.